We can follow the Lord with confidence. May 6. And Joshua went unto him, and said unto him, Art thou for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. After the death of Moses, the reins of government were placed in the hands of Joshua. As the servant of the Lord, he was given a special work to do. His office carried with it great honor and responsibility, and the instruction given to Moses was transferred to him in a marked manner. Now therefore, the Lord said, Arise, go over this Jordan, thou, and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. As Joshua viewed the city of Jericho, and viewed its fortifications, he lifted up his heart in prayer to God, for appearances seemed against him. And, behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. This was no vision, but Christ in person, his glory hidden by the garb of humanity. Had the eyes of Joshua been opened, he would have seen the heavenly host present to take down the walls of Jericho and place the city in the hands of God's people. Now with all confidence Joshua could follow the instruction and leave his burden, so great and perplexing, with the Lord. The Lord favored his chosen people with prosperity. God declared this people to be a holy people unto himself, and he promised that if they would keep their covenant with him, he would supply them with every necessity for their happiness. Very definite was the instruction that Christ gave when he made known to Moses the terms of their prosperity, and their freedom from disease. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, he said, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. This assurance comes to the people of God through their earthly pilgrimage to the heavenly Canaan, where an abundant inheritance is prepared for all who love God and keep his commandments.